klezmer trumpet from Frank London, klezmer fiddle from Alicia Spiegels, and so much more. To register, go to klezcanada.org and join us for a CKUT Pop Montreal co-production at Marché de Possible à l'Entrepôt 77 Bernard East on August 29th. Mevelen Zachsein dort. We'll see you there soon.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The mothership cassette archives. 25 years of funky revolutions.
Music originated from the confrontation of the struggle. So the roots, really, is from matter of struggle. That's where it's from. Freedom, that's what it's asking for. Acceptance, what it needs. And understanding.
You know, the funk. It's definitely a music that comes from your heart, and it's a music that's a continuum of the African presence in the urban world, but it comes from your heart and is informed by your mind. And once you create the balance of those energies, you can make somebody get it. You dig?
Episode 38. Continuing in the Indian Ocean from our series in 2019, we look at music more specific to Madagascar as we move away from Maloya and Sega to the roots of music, the history, but also modern interpretations, Creole and otherwise, in Madagascar.
Thank you.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal on Funky Revolutions. One of the great, great traditional musicians of Madagascar played one of the national instruments, valija, kind of stringed box resonator. And these instruments would be transformed or adapted in one way or another in various islands. The bob, which is the most popular in Sala Maloya and Sega, it's the one-string instrument having more roots in Africa. And, well, even in Europe, these kinds of one-string resonators, strung, plucked, and all of that. Rakotozafi, one of the great, great Malagash musicians, who in this last song presented his version of Sega music in this rhythm that would be shared. Sega Vavova Valija Malazeza, from a compilation released a couple of years ago called Valija Madagascar on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's those sounds that would come back. It's always the fascinating elements of the music of the diasporas that we've examined, that funky sound around the world, as it were. Madagascar itself has influences of the subcontinent Indian, of even Indonesia, of course, a colonial history, an Arab history, an African history and connection. It's these more varied cultural and more sometimes rooted in the sense not displaced absolutely by slavery. For example, as slavery was used to populate the other islands like Mauritius and Réunion, which were not had no inhabitants traditionally for a better part until the 16th, 17th century, until Arab traders really used them as posts. At least that's the colonial history we understand, or we've been told. On CKUT 90.3 FM, let's listen to some of that music of Madagascar, how at the same time, as I said earlier, this music is being created and a political new generation is electrifying their roots, exploring new syntheses, new mixes. In Madagascar, there is a bigger sound, a bigger presence of more varied like soukous music was huge in Madagascar at a certain point. That's where we're going to hear is somehow a multiplication of influences returned to one of the ancestral homes of the people who would create the Creole identities of Mauritius and Réunion, the sound that we've been exploring, and hear some of those resonances. Before we get into the more modern elements, let's return to one more. This is Valija Malaza, famous Malaha from Madagascar, from Rakotozafi, and this is Salma Nareo Tampoco on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Salam alaikum. and I'm ready. KUT 90.3 FM, Roger Georges from Madagascar, Roger Georges, and Mama, or Mama, on CKUT 90.3 FM. Our third in a series on the music of the Indian Ocean, starting with Maloya and Sega. In Madagascar, the music had its connections, being one of the roots of the evolution of the Creole identities, populations, from slavery to even more contemporary sounds. In this last set, we had started with one of the great Valija, played a resonator, the Valija instrument. A little bit the reproduced in different ways on other islands, and has its kind of contemporary or similar instruments on the African continent. I think Madagascar, at the period that we're looking at in the 70s and 80s, already had a clearer sense of some of its roots, and therefore was a bit and closer to Africa, especially through the radio, hearing a lot more sounds coming out of Congo, out of Kenya. This Salegi music, which is connected in some ways to Sega, but really is in Réunion, there's a form called Saleg of this music. What joins them all is the 6-8 rhythms, basically, and structures of the music, if you want to typify it that way, adapted to various influences. And in Madagascar, there was a lot of music coming out of North Africa, Kenya, and these kinds of things that had an impact on the development of the Salagi, as much as any of the shared influences in the Indian Ocean. From Raka Tozafi, we heard Salema Mindo Tompako. And then we went to more contemporary sounds, among them Janot Rabson and his Son Orchestre. And we heard Jazz Sega. So the influence, the jazz elements that were the European elements that are really what Sega names, the Creole mix with the introduction of chansonnette, of ballroom dancing, military marching bands. It's that kind of bourgeois music that is tended to refer to in Sega, Maloya naming some of the more spiritual roots, Creole roots, slavery roots, African roots, Indian roots of these mixes and various influences. They turn one on over the others we've seen in our past series. We heard Jazz Sega, therefore, to highlight a little bit the influences and shared commonality between the Indian Ocean islands from Mauritius to Réunion to Madagascar, and then some of the sound of Roger Georges. So saying at this time you're getting Congolese music, the guitar work influencing much of this music, as is soul emerging. If you're interested in exploring more of this music, strut again in their series looking at the Indian Ocean, released in August past, Alefa Madagascar, looking really at Salagi music, soul music, and modern musics from 75 to about 1985. On CKUT and 90.3 FM, this is Jean Kelly et Bast. They were very important musicians in the 70s, producing music that really had these strong call-response elements that are also very typical of their traditions we've looked at, but also high-energy rhythm sections reflecting some of the kind of pulsing music emerging out of the Congo and the southern and central Africa influencing Madagascar. On CKUT 90.3, this is Andosi Mora on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Done. nisha jase demisya padai ngeni nafar manata chumai mitandemo mami mangi zime zimya yenga na kwa zime tia fangar visa ninye nanu lumbar masakado
eya
andusmare
thank you.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. The Music of the Indian Ocean's our third part. We explored both contemporary and the roots of Maloya and Sega, certainly in Réunion and in Mauritius, knowing that there was these Madagascar influences. In this last set, you really got a sense of just how extensive the African influences and resonances could be on this huge island with 20 ethnicities and regional musical disparities, influences, takes, and dialects. What you heard in there were, you can hear the Congolese in the second song we heard there, the influence on Soymanga and their song Mora Mora Zoki. Before that, a little bit more of the soul element when we started the set with Jean Ketie Best, Ando Simora. And then there, Papa James Ngoma Ho. And you can hear the kind of similarities and the vocal harmonies. That was one of the things that made Malagash music popular when in field recordings and exposition recordings in French companies in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. The kind of harmony you can hear that is at the root of this music, that was Papa James and Ngoma Ho. But really does resonate with South African harmonic structures and songs that we've explored before on Funky Revolutions. It's because of that I'm going to go back to a song that's very representative of traditional vocal music and the harmonies that you find in Malagash music in certain parts anyways. And this is a 1950-51 type of recording, early 50s anyways, on Colombe Records, a little 45. And it's kind of this really more traditional music made for Malagasy audiences, where you can hear the group Tariki Dada Raleva. We're featuring some of the modern instruments. You hear the percussion, the concertina, the violin, and the song is called Laluo A, or Games Hay. From 1950-51, sometime in that period, this shows some of the harmonic structures that some people say they come from the more hymnal elements of European imposed music's influences. Sometimes they say Protestant choirs, but this harmonic structures evolved and had its roots already in some of the more traditional kinds of rites and gatherings. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, these are Games.
Yeah.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is Funky Revolutions. Of Madagascar from the context on Funky Revolutions of exploring Maloya and Sega music and Criolite in the Indian Ocean. A little portrait of a very complex little mini subcontinent off the coast, west coast of Africa, Madagascar. We heard music that really does reflect some of the influences, harmonic and otherwise, of their an island with 20 different ethnic groups and various evolutions and influences, both contemporary in the 70s and 80s, contemporary music from Africa, from North Africa, from the Indian subcontinent, from Europe. And, of course, the pop music of the world at the time. We finished with Michael and Rajanatai Ho Meloko. Started with music from the 1950s, very game, hey, the orchestra, the harmonic structures that are so similar to some of the Southern African versions and visions and resonances we've heard before. And then in the middle of that, Los Pepitos et leur orchestre with Bibi Gassi. Here's some of the sound there continuing. Another day we'll come back to Madagascar, a different kind of sound than what we've been exploring with Sega and Maloya. I imagine we'll come back to that theme. We've explored it before. But I just wanted to close it out, having had a chance to speak to some contemporary musicians in that genre while they were here this summer, including Maya Kamati.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions, funky.
You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
Uy, sino wetu. Ai.
on CKUT 90.3 FM. As we wind down this flight of the mothership, it's an invitation to come back next week with me as I explore with you the vision of two wonderful artists whose recent work has attracted my attention. In the first part of tomorrow, next week's program, we speak with Avery R. Young. He's a Chicago poet, curator, educator, militant, and damn funky musician. An album that drew my attention this summer and has led to a conversation with him recorded earlier this week. It's called Tubman, and with the Deacon Choir, he explores funk, funk gospel music, the choral musics and history, the strong presence of women in the tradition of African-American music. Following in the sense, playing playfully the tradition of Black Arts Movement, we'll explore with him his work around Tubman and his ideas on funk and self-expression, affirmation and liberation. In the second hour of our program next week, we meet Havieth Mighty. She came out with an album that I featured a little bit of last year, earlier this year. It was called 13th Floor. Very politicized, strong, battle-flowing flow on this MC out of Ontario. She was in town for Pop Montreal. I spoke to her this morning extensively about her vision, her politics, about the dialogue and discourse that she engages through her music. So that's all next week on Funky Revolutions. I'm going to leave you with first Electro Maloya. This album had come out about in January, one of the main producers of contemporary music in Réunion, exploring both traditional and future sounds of these genres. Jaco Maroon has been a producer, released an album called The Electro Maloya Experiments, and I featured it a little before in our Afrofuturist sounds, but I wanted to come back to that on Funky Revolutions. We'll continue with the funk in the next few weeks, featuring the sounds of gospel and funk, of harmony, fun, and joy on next week's program. On CKUT 90.3 FM, I was Khalid, reminding you as usual, free your mind, our collective ass will follow. This is Funky Revolutions on CKUT 90.3.
Revolutions for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays 2 to 4 p.m. Pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution.
You my little songbirds from the cafeteria? Well, I'm sure you've learned the school song by now. You better know it. All right, then. School song. Let me hear it.
Learn, unlearn, relearn his story. Trying to forget lies teachers told me. Jesus pieces don't console me. These polices don't control me. Hard knock school, drop jewels, build, destroy. We don't want to follow your rules. It's hard not to pop twos, twos when the odds are against you. Cooking in the chem lab.
Hear my people say.
Ancestry.com, messing with the DNA. So you saying I ain't really from the motherland? Newbie in the Kush, it ain't really my brother, man. You peep the blueprint, next they got another plan. Bias ass test using words we don't comprehend. Excuse me, come again, I don't understand. You took points off cause I used a colored pen. Guess that's rules of engagement. Just a couple textbooks removed from a slave ship. Just a red or blue pill, choice in the matrix. Rudimentary foundations, the basics. Learn, unlearn, relearn his story. Trying to forget lies teachers told me. Jesus pieces don't console me. These polices don't control me. Hard knock school, drop jewels, build, destroy. We don't want to follow your rules. It's hard not to pop twos, twos, when the odds are against you. We don't celebrate Columbus Day or 4th of July. Black topic, Corey forced to reply. Source of a lie, eugenics or phrenology. You pick, innocent school kid treated like she's stupid. Pledge allegiance, be obedient to lead a class. Better love the land that don't love your ass or the ass. Disagree, get your name on the chalkboard. You don't wanna hear my thoughts, what I need to talk for. Be seen, not be heard. That's word to every quote-unquote educator, a.k.a.
regulator.
Excuse me, miss. We don't need your miseducation. Miss me with the misrepresentation. Learn, unlearn, relearn his story. Trying to forget lies teachers told me. Jesus pieces don't console me. These polices don't control me. Hard knock school, drop jewels, build, destroy. We don't want to follow your rules. It's hard not to pop twos, twos when the odds are against you.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
To a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Thanka.
And along with the rest of the crew. DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ with the news, Brian Amplify. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.